This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson Anderson, Comerica Park. It is Tigers and Guardians, Game 3 of the ALDS. And, of course, we'll have it here on 97.1 The Ticket. Next hour, the best of what Dan Campbell, Lions coach, told our morning show. And they did talk a little bit of Tigers, so that could be interesting. And we'll play you the best of what the head coach of the Lions had to say. But first, something invariably happens when you get into a postseason series with another team that you get to see kind of over and over and over. The games mean so much, and you want it so bad for your team, right?
Yep.
Everything's intensified. But I feel like it's invariable that somebody on the other team just starts to irritate the you-know-what out of you. Like, you just...
You Nick Punto.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't stand Nick Punto. I couldn't stand David Eckstein. Like, you... A little spaz.
Total spaz.
Yep. And you just... It doesn't have to even be logical.
Brett Gardner. Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Nice wristband, right? It doesn't. It could be the slightest thing, and you start to hate's a strong term.
It is,
but you start to strongly dislike.
Yes,
that individual for maybe the smallest of reasons, but because everything is amplified, because everything is so intense, they can do the littlest, most innocent thing. Might be just. Too much clapping after a big hit or a walk. You just do something, and you immediately go, I can't stand that guy. And we're only two games in, but I have to admit, in game two, I said something. And it wasn't fair, but I was like, nice. Mid-Ohio Ron Jeremy dirt stash nailer. Like, I couldn't stand the little mustache.
Bring it in the hedgehog.
On Josh Naylor. Couldn't stand it. And it was because he broke up the no-hitter with the double, and he got into second base, and his celebration to me was so smarmy. I was like, I'm like, this isn't logical. I know it's not logical. I like to try not... get carried away, but I was like, a nice mustache. Like, I couldn't help it. It just happens in a series. So for you, has anyone from Cleveland started to grind your gears?
You know, it's funny because I'm not quite there yet.
Aren't you?
I want someone to emerge and be that guy. I'm thinking, like, is Stephen Kwan that guy? Like, did you really catch that ball? You probably didn't. You know, you got a great jump on it.
Yeah.
You laid out for it, and you get rewarded.
Yeah, we get it. He's a great defensive player. Please keep talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I could get on board with Quad.
But he hasn't done a ton to really upset me just yet. There was a moment where I think it was maybe Jimenez, where he had a base hit, and he did the clap thing.
Yeah.
I think it was Jimenez. I'm not entirely sure it was even him, so it's hard, but... there was somebody that did that. Now, if we see it now, it's going to be magnified for me.
Okay.
But there's a couple of guys that, like, you know, there's some irons in the fire that could really stand out and be totally loathsome.
So nobody has
not just
not
yet.
Yet.
Not
yet.
Just
okay.
Yet. But I could see it. Like, I have too much respect for Jose Ramirez to say it's him.
Feel free. Go ahead.
No, because I like Jose Ramirez. Okay. I wish he were a Tiger. I really like that guy. But the rest of the team, I feel like it's going to come. I mean, you know, to an extent, Matthew Boyd, you shouldn't have pitched that well. Yeah, but in the end, it didn't matter because the Tigers won. Maybe that's the same way I feel about Kwan because it didn't matter. We won.
Do you think we'll get the opportunity to boo his children?
Matthew Boyd?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Just double checking. Kang, has anyone emerged for you in this series?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This is what you do. And editing, right. It was completely organic. And I actually kind of feel a little bit bad about it. Because I think he's a okay guy. He seems harmless. He's not even good. Okay? It's Rocchio. I don't like their shortstop. I don't like the way he celebrates. I don't like the way his face. I don't just like something he's like I said. I don't know, man. It's totally unfair, you know. But once we've gotten in the series, you start paying attention more to each player and things like that. I don't like the way he, like I said, I don't like the way he tags a guy out. I don't know, man. It's gotten to the point where
I see it.
Rocchio. It doesn't have to be logical.
Rocchio.
It doesn't have to be logical.
I don't like how you keep tapping a guy's ankle when he's been safe at second base for the last 10 seconds.
Right?
Like, throw the ball to the pitcher already, jerk. Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
He's not going off the bag. The umpire is like, dude, we called timeout 10 seconds ago.
Yep.
I don't like how mad at himself he was when he made the out in the bottom of the ninth the last game.
Too much emotion.
Yes.
Put it in check, big guy.
It's amazing.
You're not that good.
Yeah.
It's kind of expected you would have done that.
You're batting ninth.
Yeah, for a reason.
All right, who is it for you?
Whatever, Chokio.
248-539-9797. You just, in a series, logic goes out the window. You just start to despise guys for doing the relatively innocent thing. Oh, is that a gold chain? I mean, it just doesn't even matter.
Nice sleeve tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
New Balance, huh? You're not showy.
Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Greg. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Gator, hey, I'll say it. Jose Ramirez, he's bummed me out. I just don't like the guy. Like, it's not fair, but I feel like his head is too big for his body. On Saturday, like, he was wearing this shirt that looked like it was airbrushed from the Spree that had his face on top of Superman's body. Like, and he's just out there. He's just smug. And, yeah, he's good. He's too good, and he's been a Tiger killer. So I can't stand the guy.
I understand it. Yeah, he looks like a human bobblehead. I understand it.
That's so funny. It's so funny.
Hey,
it's
and
so
true. What about the pendulum of luck, Doug? You always talked about it. I mean,
the what?
It's been building since 84.
Yes.
It's been building since 84. I mean, I don't want to invoke the name that I think that pushed it over, but unfortunately, I guess the guys like him in the locker room, but he just got, you know. After the guy that you tried to pay for a guy that would help you out, after
Margo.
He was gone, I think that's what's. I'm just saying, I think that's what's pushed it down. And there's so much potential energy here. Like, I think that's, I mean, that and Hinch, of course.
Well, let's just say in a very respectful way, we wouldn't change a thing. Wouldn't change a thing.
Fair.
Yep.
Fair.
Let's go to Clayton. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Clayton.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
You know what? For me, it's not so much a particular. It's more so the TV announcers. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they've had a bad experience when they've come to our city or for some reason they just have it out for us. But like game one, for example, it was 5-0 Cleveland. We know the game's out of reach. This Cleveland team has been yearning to get out of the ALDS. Okay, well, how about what the Tigers are doing? It's like they always have it out for us, and they just want us to lose.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I think a lot of fan bases feel that way. But you're right. If they're talking about Cleveland, if they struggled all those years in the playoffs, got it. Those playoff failures have really been frustrating. How about never going?
Right.
Do you know how much more frustrating that is?
Yeah, right. How about the longest drought in MLB playoff history? Can we talk about that and the fact that we have, like, basically a farm team out there?
And they're yearning for some success, right? No, I hear you.
They've waited a long time for another World Series title.
Nerves get raw when the intensity is this high, and the slightest thing can make you just on edge and really start to despise somebody. Is that DJ turning the music up over there?
I don't think he's turning it down.
That's awesome. Well, it's going to be a party. 248-539-9797. We're outside Comerica Park. It's the Tigers and the Guardians. Who is it from the Guardians that's just started to bug you? Best of what Dan Campbell told the morning show today at 12:30 here on 97.1 The Ticket.